Harper Audio presents Ringer, Replica, Book 2, Told in Alternating Chapters, by Lauren Oliver. Performed by Sarah Drew and Aaron Spencer.
Prologue. Sunday, May 15th, 7:11 a.m. Their hands were cuffed and gags were winched behind their teeth. They were half lifted, half shoved into the back of an unmarked van. It felt like they'd stumbled into a Law and Order episode, but without a soundtrack to know when the scene was going to end. She hadn't managed to scream. She'd been too shocked. In the distance, the constant thrum of traffic on I-40 sounded almost like water. Birds twittered mindlessly in the trees. She kept thinking someone must have seen. Someone would call for help. Someone would come. No one came. But these backwater Tennessee roads were empty even at the busiest times. 7 a.m. on a Sunday, there was no one on the road. It was too early even for the church crowd. No one but the men in the van, with their hands slick as machine gun barrels, and their orders to obey. At least the men hadn't shoved their heads into burlap sacks. She'd seen a movie like that once, where a rich woman kidnapped for ransom was placed in a sack and had inhaled fibers and was asphyxiated, and then the criminals had to figure out how to dump the body and conceal the crime. Maybe she, too, had been kidnapped for ransom. But she knew, deep down, that she'd been taken for a different reason entirely. It was because of Haven. It was because they'd escaped. She tried to listen, to keep track of where they were heading as the van picked up speed, bumping them down the road. The potholes threw them so high before slamming them down again that tears came to her eyes when her tailbone hit the van floor. The ride smoothed out once they were on the highway. It was thunderously loud, like huddling under the bleachers while a homecoming crowd drummed their feet in unison. She felt like a slab of bacon stuck in somebody's hold. With no sunlight, she quickly lost track of time. Her throat was sore, and it was difficult to swallow. The fibers from whatever they'd gagged her with tickled her nose and tonsils. It tasted like a sock. Maybe they'd bought a pack especially for this purpose. Her wrists hurt. She wondered whether handcuffs came in extra large for heavier inmates, the way that condoms came in magnums, which she had learned only last week, when April gave her a box as a joke. For your very first boyfriend. Your boyfriend. His chest was moving fast, as if he was having trouble breathing. His eyes were closed, and he'd scooted back against the trunk. His head knocked against the doors every time they hit a bump. She nudged his ankle with a foot to make him look at her. There was a small bit of blood at his temple where one of the men had hit him, and looking at it made her queasy. She counted the freckles on his nose. She loved the freckles on his nose. She loved him, and hadn't known it until that instant, in the back of the van, with cuffs chafing the skin off her wrist and blood moving slowly toward his eyebrow. She tried to tell him that it would be okay, wordlessly, with her eyes, with noises she made in the back of her throat. But he just shook his head, and she knew he hadn't understood and wouldn't have believed her anyway.
Prologue. Monday, May 16th, 3:19 a.m. They looked nervous. Jumpy, you know, he would say, and each time he saw them clearly in his mind, both of them skinny, with complexions the color and texture of wet clay, and eyes like someone had knuckled holes in their faces when they were still wet, like they were on the run. Of course, plenty of the people who walked into the Four Crossings Motel looked nervous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?